sorry?
This is Serena. I think I heard Adriana.
Adriana, you want to be on the stack?
No, I think it was Lydia. Can you hear me?
Okay. All right. Lydia. All right.
Kim Kelson is next.
No.
I am aware of that. I am perfectly aware of that. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I believe I heard Adriana's voice.
Okay. Yeah, Adriana.
I think Serene is correct.
Adriana, do you want to be on the stack?
Yes, but we'll be in closed session.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. The next person is Kim. Go ahead, Kim.
Okay, I have a couple of questions, too.
Let's do it. That I think it really isn't fair to the rest of the board. Let's do one question at a time. I apologize.
I'm going to run down my questions really quickly, Margie. First of all, my understanding was, since we're getting into this, you were out of the country for several weeks, number one.
No.
Number two,
inappropriate.
How about the last year's 990s? They're incorrect. When are they going to be refiled and corrected? I'm very concerned about them. And are you saying that the fiscal year 2013 financials were not completed before you left last, I don't know, November, December, and you have to go back and do the FY 2013 financials? And I know that we got, KPFK got some financials for the first 6 months, and I can see that it's either incomplete or incorrect. I hope they're going to get corrected, and if you're going to I guess that was last year for the 990 this year. Okay. Well, there are problems with it. They're incomplete, I hope, because
okay,
it looks funny.
Point of order.
I think that's enough.
Point of order.
Yes, Serene.
I believe it is inappropriate to question an employee about any time that he may have spent out of the country. I don't believe.
No, I don't want. I am asking Raul not to respond to that inquiry, but he may respond to the other questions she asked.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Raul.
Okay. Well, in answer to your question. When I left on when I was inappropriately put on administrative leave, I was given that was on October 24th of 2014, and the financial statements were done through August of 2013, and we were in the process of doing the September 30. So. I had done through September 30, 2013, the financial statements for the current year. And that's like within 1 month of the close of the fiscal year when I was put on administrative leave. Secondly, what was your second question?
About the 990.
The 990. I believe in the last meeting, the 990, the auditors have indicated that they're not amending the tax returns for the fiscal year ending 2012.
Well, this is
okay,
dated.
Kim,
the 990
Kim,
is
you're not recognized.
2011.
Please.
Is that
please.
The same? We're talking about the same one.
Point
the 990
of
is dated 2011 for
point
fiscal
of order.
Year 2012,
yeah.
Right?
Excuse me, Kim. You're not recognized. You asked your question, Raul.
I'm clarifying if we're talking about the same 990.
Let me clarify. Kim. I think. Let me just clarify, Kim, for once
okay.
and for all.
Okay.
The 2011, it may show that we're using the form that indicated 2011, but that's actually for fiscal year end.
Right. That's what I wanted to clarify. Right.
Please.
That's right. Okay.
Please.
Are you satisfied now, Kim?
Yes. So we're on the same. It was just confusing until I figured out 2011
okay.
was for fiscal year.
It was confusing for you, but everybody knows that.
But it's still
okay,
incorrect.
Kim.
That 990
okay.
still has problems on it. So there.
Well, the auditors
don't
have that.
Kim, you don't have.
That's your opinion.
Point of order, please.
That's your opinion, Kim. And you're not a tax preparer and a tax
okay.
expert
okay.
either.
So the
okay.
question is, it's
Kim,
not going to get
Thank
right
you, Kim.
Hank's turn.
Time's up.
It's Hank's turn. Go ahead, Hank.
Well, okay, a couple of things. One,
I would like to say that the auditor did make very clear that that tax return was not going forward as it was, and that we have actually years to correct it. That was in the last meeting, and I believe all these parties were there. I don't like the tone of the questions because they're all accusatory, and that's inappropriate because you're supposed to be asking for legitimate information, not just trying to make someone look bad because you're not happy with the situation. That's inappropriate. My question for Raul is, when will you be sure that each station has turned in a proper set of books? Proper and reconciled.
We will be working with the stations. I started with making contact with the business managers in Texas who is involved with the three of the two other radio stations. So
right.
That would be 60% of our task. So once we work with her, the two other stations will probably come next. And hopefully, and looking at the accounting system, the Great Plains, looking at the entries, looks like there were entries being made religiously on those accounts. So I can only commend the three business managers that we have right now that they continue to work diligently and keeping the accounting records up to date. So we're relying on those.
That was time, Margie.
Okay, thank you. So that's the end of time. Lydia was on the original list. I'm going to ask.
Yeah, about, no. That's right. I only wanted to know what the time was, and that was answered. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And I didn't hear whether Adriana wanted to be recognized or not. I could never hear her. Adriana, are you there?
Closed session question.
Oh, that's right. She said in closed session. All right. Thank you very much, Raul. And I think we will now move on. Bernard, are you on the phone yet? I don't hear him. Okay. So now we're moving on to the motion which was moved up immediately after management reports, which is Lydia's motion, which I think I have now received in email. And this requires two parts. We have to rescind the previous motion. If you're in favor of this extension from 20 minutes to 30 minutes, we must rescind the motion that was voted on June 5th, and we must then vote on the extension of time. So, and someone who voted for the motion to limit the discussion on agendas to 20 minutes will need to make a motion to rescind. So is there someone?
Point of order. Hold on.
George has a point of order. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, two things. One is we didn't really set a time for this, did we? Or if we did, I missed it. How much time have we got for this discussion?
Got it. Okay. Let's set a time limit. Can we agree to 10 minutes? Anybody object to 10 minutes? All right. Good.
Okay.
Thank you, George.
Point of order was this is a motion to rescind. It's not a motion to reconsider. So anyone can bring the motion, and it doesn't have to be someone who voted for it.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. So
point
anyone?
Of information?
Yes, Serene.
Okay.
What
my understanding, yeah, thank you. And please correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it can be one motion that both rescinds and establishes a new time. I'm opposed to the motion, but that's not the issue. But it can be one motion. It need not be two separate motions. We could find ourselves in the unfortunate circumstance of managing to get through the rescission without having a replacement and go back to spending full meetings just to prove extended. That would be horrible.
I need somebody who is familiar with parliamentary procedure to advise me at this point.
I think it's not correct. I think you had it right first time. The motion to rescind is a separate motion, and once that's done, the subject's back on the table, and anything can be moved.
I agree with George.
I think I do, too. I'm sorry. I wish I agreed with Serene, but I don't. All right. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So, number one, yes, I failed to put a time, but I think it does take two motions, so I say 15 minutes instead of the 10 if there's no objection, and then I'd like to motivate.
Okay.
Janet Kay.
Hold on a second. Let me ask if there are any objections to 15 minutes for this item. All
well,
right.
Actually, this is Kim. I mean, I don't think the second motion was made. I mean, this was a motion to rescind. That's what she just sent to us as well.
No.
Okay. I don't know what you mean by that, but let me just ask if we can spend, if there's any objection to allowing 15 minutes for this entire discussion. All right, hearing none, we will spend 15 minutes. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes. No, when I noticed last time, I noticed both. One is the motion to rescind, and I voted for the original motion, and in case there are any questions. And so, again, I made my case earlier that I think that there are too many situations, too many pressing issues at all of our stations that require sometimes moving an existing item or bringing a new item to the agenda because we have 22 members. I think we need the additional 10 minutes. I don't think it's unreasonable or excessive, and I hope the body will support rescinding. It will take two-thirds, so I would hope that people are going to abstain. And there you go.
Okay.
That's all my motion to rescind.
Hold on a second. Is there a second to the motion to rescind?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Thank
yes.
you. Okay, very good.
Well, point of clarification. Actually, point of order.
Okay. What is your point of order, Benito?
Somebody's got to mute. There's all this background noise. I couldn't hardly hear what Lydia was saying.
All right, so I'm asking people once again, if you're not speaking, please mute your phone. All right, so the motion has been made and seconded to rescind the previous
motion. And you're
fading,
Margie.
I'm sorry. I guess I have to get a new phone.
I can hear you fine.
Okay, thank you. The motion...
Whoever is not paying attention
okay,
to the chair...
The motion to rescind has been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion on the motion to rescind? Is there anyone who is opposed
yes.
to rescinding this motion?
Yes.
Okay, that's Hank. Go ahead, Hank.
I'm opposed to it because we have spent entirely too much in meeting after meeting on making moves on items and agendas. And literally, you do not even have to okay an agenda. It doesn't have to be passed. You can proceed with the meeting with the material that you have on the agenda. And to add another 10 minutes brings it up to about a quarter of every meeting. That's too much time on an agenda.
Okay.
It doesn't leave enough time for the items that you need to be covering.
All right. Thank you, Hank. Anybody else on the motion to rescind?
Benito.
Yes.
Okay, I heard Benito and then Jose Luis. Go ahead, Benito.
When we were discussing whether to move this item up earlier, before we even knew it, George, and thankfully, let us know that there was only about 5 minutes left to be able to discuss agenda setting at all. I think that, and all we did was, that was the first motion. Actually, so the point is that although the idea of limiting to 20 minutes, I think we all or most of us will support that for all the reasons that everybody has said. I think it's only a question of 10 more minutes because obviously, and today demonstrates it, 20 minutes is just not enough.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I mean, we have to set a limit, but is 20 minutes enough?
Okay, thank you very much. Next, Anyone else?
Serena against the motion.
Go ahead, Serena.
Okay, thanks. I think that we will use whatever time is allotted. And I know that we've actually used at least 2.5 hours one night. Maybe more. I think we went to midnight one night, just amending an agenda. The items on the agenda are sent out by board members a week before the meeting. Everything on the agenda is important to someone. And in 20 minutes, if there really is agreement that some things need to be given priority, we can do it in 20 minutes. If we allow ourselves 30 minutes, we'll use it. 40 minutes, we'll use it. I think at some point you have to set the limit and get moving. When things are interspersed as they are on the agenda, nobody's happy, but everybody wants to get to something. So maybe some of the stalling that we've had will end, and we can actually get some work done. Let's try the 20 minutes and see what happens after 3-4 minutes. We can get anywhere. If we get anywhere, then we keep going.
Okay. Lawrence, go ahead.
So I'm in favor of this. Yeah, it's true what my colleague Serene says, is that we have to set a limit. And I think the limit that we've set, obviously, is not working. So I think we should set the limit of 30 minutes. And, you know, I think it's quite reasonable for all of us to try to stick to that, because obviously we didn't stick to the 20 minutes tonight. So that's why I support this motion.
Okay.
Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet.
I call the question.
All right. Is there any objection to coming to a vote on this matter? Hearing none, are there any objections to rescinding the motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll ask the secretary to take the roll.
Eloise Fuentes?
No.
Janet Tobin?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta? Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Tim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Ray?
We didn't hear you.
Lawrence, I can't hear you. Lawrence, we'll come back. Adriana Castillo?
No.
Did you call Lawrence?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And Adriana, I got your no. Hank Lamb?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Green Roberts votes no. Manajin Saba?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Lizette King? Can't hear you, Lizette. Pound Pound 1. Tony Norman?
No.
From Gas Rodrigo Agueta? And Lizette King? One moment, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, the vote is 11-5. Do you wish to vote?
No, thank you. So the motion carries. So the original motion has been rescinded. Now we will discuss the question
I'm sorry, Chair. Could you repeat the number of the vote count?
11. What I heard the secretary say was 11-5. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And you need point of order?
Yes, Jose Luis.
You need two-thirds?
That is two-thirds. No, but I don't think you do need to.
Don't need two-thirds since you noticed it before the meeting.
That's right. Okay. So now we're discussing Lydia's motion to add 10 minutes to the time, which would make our standing rule 30 minutes rather than 20 minutes. I got that right? Okay, so is there any further discussion on this item?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I just want to point out once again it'll require two thirds.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Once again, it will require two thirds. So I urge that people not.
Okay, so it needs, it requires two thirds to establish a standing rule. All right. Okay, so is there any further discussion on this matter?
Yes.
Go ahead, Hank.
Well, maybe we can compromise and make it 25 minutes because it's literally a waste to put the extra 10 minutes on there because, as Serene said,
Chair,
we will...
Order, Madam Chair, point of order.
Hold on a second. Let Hank finish, and then I'll take the point of order. Go ahead, Hank.
Okay, the reason...
That's the reason for the point of order, Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let him go ahead.
What is your point of order?
I think my colleague is out of order because we just voted to vote for Lydia's motion for 30 minutes.
No, we didn't. We're discussing it.
We're discussing it, and I think he may be making an amendment, in which case it's perfectly in order.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, the discussion's in order anyway because we haven't moved to vote yet. Nobody's brought the question.
That's right.
At any rate, the point that Serene was trying to make is it doesn't matter how much time we allot. We're going to use it all. So by allotting more, you're actually wasting time. It's not going to get done any quicker. It's not going to get done any better. We don't literally have to even approve them. We can move ahead in them without approval, and it's not a problem with Roberts. So just giving away more time doesn't make sense on an organization that's 6 months into the year and hasn't got 1 month of work done.
Okay. Anyone else?
No.
Okay. I think we're ready to come to a vote.
I'm sorry. I'll say something.
Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
I'm going to vote against this because I don't think the time should be limited at all. So,
all right,
and I don't
you.
Want to give up those rights of the minority, so
thank
I'm going to vote against it.
Thank you for telling us that. Thanks a lot. Okay, let's go ahead. Anybody else? I think are we almost out of time, George? How are we doing?
No, you have about 3 minutes.
Excellent.
3 minutes and 23 seconds.
All right. Does anyone else want to speak on this matter? All right. Thank you very much. So I'm going to ask the secretary to take the vote. This motion requires a vote of two-thirds of the body to become a standing rule.
Chair?
Yes. Who is that? Who said chair?
This is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
Yes. I will be voting against the motion that there's a vote against whether it's motion to motion that's amended or to my motion, we will end up with no time limit because the initial motion was rescinded.
I understand that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't hardly hear what Lydia said. This is Benito.
It's hard to understand.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead. And can you repeat, please?
Yes, I said I will be voting against the 25 minutes. But I want to remind everyone that...
Lydia, there was no... Hank did not make a motion. He just made an argument. There's no amendment on the floor.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, that's still the same clarification.
Okay. Okay, Lydia, it's very hard to understand
yes.
you. Let me try and repeat as I understand what Lydia is saying. I believe that what she is saying is that if this motion fails to achieve two-thirds, we will be back in the situation where we were previously, where there was no time limit on setting agendas. Is that correct, Lydia?
That's right. The people should all vote yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So she's urging everyone to vote yes. Okay. So go ahead, Serene, take the vote.
José Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Janet Tobin.
pass?
Would you go again, huh?
I can't hear you, Serene.
I'm sorry. Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Somebody's phone is beeping back.
Someone I think really needs to mute their phones. I'm hearing a lot of background noise. It's very difficult.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Carolyn Burton.
Oh, thanks to Kim. No.
Janet Coleman.
Ditto. No.
Serene passes. Manager Sabah.
No.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Suzette King. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Rodrigo, are you okay?
Manager, I would like to change my vote to yes, please. Sorry.
Thank you. Green votes yes. One moment, please.
Janet Coburn.
I'm sorry, you passed. I'm sorry. Your vote?
I vote yes. Yes.
Secretary.
I'm chair. Yes.
It's Janet Coleman. I want to change my vote to yes to for practicality's sake.
Serene changes her vote from yes her vote from yes to abstain. One moment, please.
Serene, did you get my change of vote?
I did.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Madam Chair, the vote is 10-3-3. You wish to vote?
I'm sorry, tell me again, 10-3-3?
Yes.
So that is a two-thirds, is that correct?
Yes.
That's fine, thank you. All right. I don't need to vote, thank you very much. Okay. So now, let me ask once again if Bernard is on the phone. Call. Bernard, are you there? All right. So now we will move on to the Benito's motion. Oy, Gaval, big echo. Which is under, it's on your agenda under Roman numeral 6, new business, first item. And I'll ask the secretary if she could read it, and then we'll talk about it.
Whereas the PNB has previously authorized LSBs to form search committees which may be separate from their personnel committees and to include non-LSB paid and volunteer staff as well as listener members as members of these search committees, be it resolved that the PNB authorizes LSBs to include non-LSB paid and volunteer staff, as well as non-LSB listener members, as members of their search committee. Information to the maker of the motion.
Go ahead.
It seems to me, and I'm sorry I didn't catch this before, but it seems to me that the word not is missing from the first paragraph.
Where is the...
Because the PNB actually deauthorized LSBs from doing that. Initially, they had authorized it, and then a different PNB deauthorized it, and you're trying to reestablish that practice, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, so...
So if the wording needs to be corrected, I stand corrected.
So I think we may need to change the word include to exclude.
Okay, whereas the PMB has previously authorized LSB to form such committees, may separate from and to include non-LSB.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I'm suggesting that the word include be changed to exclude, because that's the existing rule.
Oh, I see.
In the first paragraph.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I didn't notice that before. I would simply say this. I think it comes to the same. I think we're both speaking to the same thing. The PMB in March of 2012 voted in favor of a very elaborate motion to establish PD search committees, which included listener members and paid and unpaid staff. So that happened first. And then on July the 25th of 2013, the PMB amended that motion in the sense that they rescinded the authorization for non-LSB members and kept the rest of the motion. So what you're saying, Serene, is true. I mean, I'm open to some.
No.
To reword it.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Go ahead, Hank. What is your point of order?
Did we just entirely skip unfinished business?
No. What happened was this. I think it was before you got on the call. This item was moved up to before unfinished business.
We went to new business before unfinished business.
No, that item, which was in new business, was moved to immediately after.
Asked that we were going into new business.
No. Well, she said that that's where we could find the motion. That's where it was prior to the amendment that moved it up.
Tony, point of information.
Janet Kay, point of information.
I'm sorry, point of, Madam Chair.
Hold on.
And this is Lydia to the staff with the most
point of order. People talking.
Point of order.
What is your point of order, Serene?
Okay, we need to resolve the language of the motion that we're dealing with, and I would make a motion to change the word in the word include in that first paragraph to exclude.
This is Lydia. I have a substitute motion.
Oh my word! Let me just say.
Do we have a point of information?
What is your question, Tony?
I'd like to answer how many members are we talking about and how will they be selected? I mean, that needs to be somewhere in the motion. It's open-ended. How many of these non-LSB members would be and how will they be selected?
This is Lydia.
Okay.
Janet Kay, I have point of information as well.
Okay. Before I recognize somebody who's going to introduce an amendment...
Substitute
motion. I'm going to recognize Janet for a question. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so one of the issues that I have is I'm wondering how the non-LSD members and others will be bound to some kind of confidentiality.
Okay. Benito,
through the maker of the motion.
Hold on a second. Benito, do you have an answer to Janet's question?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
The original motion from 2012 specifically states that the LSBs can require, no, not that they can, that they must require the non-LSB members to sign a confidentiality statement by the second meeting.
Carolyn, on the set, please.
Tony, I didn't get my point of information answered.
Yeah.
And Tony's question is, how will these people be selected? There's no language about that in the motion.
And how many of those people will be on those committees?
And
right.
How many? Do you have any
response? Yeah, my response... is that the original PMB decision, as well as the amended one from 2013, both say that these search committees are limited to 11 people. Then the LSBs can configure them however they want to configure them. But I think that either Lydia or someone else who was on the LSB at that time could speak to it better than I. I'm trying to remember how the wording of the original resolution was worded, you know, how it was originally worded. It just basically, in terms of how they were selected, if I remember correctly, Lydia or somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, it leaves it up to the LSB to elect the people, I think by, STV?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Serene with a helpful point of something.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay. I've got Serene and then Carolyn and then Lydia. Okay. Go ahead, Serene.
So the meeting to which I believe Benita was referring is the one dated February 29th, 2012. And if you go to the minutes of that, which are on kpftx.org, you just go to archive.kpftx.org, and the original motion is actually there. So I'll send it to people in a minute, or you can start hunting yourself. And it actually talks about the size of the committee. It's under program director. Search process. The process for choosing a GM would be identical, except that they're both management positions, whose process, hiring process includes the board. Except that you substitute the language of the pool goes to the GM if it's a program director, the pool goes to the executive director if it's a GM. Other than that, the process would essentially be the same.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I have Lydia, Carolyn, Tony. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, so my substitute, I'm just walking in the door, so I can't look up the motion, but I will send it, the original motion. So my motion is to restore it to the original language, which I have always called the motion that was passed in March of 2012. I hope I'm not wrong. I think it was on the February agenda, but I didn't believe it was passed, so... So March, to include non-LSB members on the search committee. Keep it simple instead of rewording the whole thing. And we have never received any kind of a hello? Am I still on the call?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I heard it. Oh,
hello?
I hung up. Anyway, so we've never received, to my knowledge, any kind of a written opinion by either HR or by attorneys. All of the quote-unquote leaks that I am aware of have always been by staff members, actually, and none of them by the listener members that have participated in previous committees. At least I'm unaware of it. Thank you.
Manager, I have a question.
This is Kim. I'd like to be on the stack.
Hi, this is Margie. I'm sorry. I accidentally took my hung up on myself. I apologize. All right. So so Lydia has made a substitute motion. I heard George say point of order.
Manager, I have a question.
Kim would like to be on the stack.
Okay, tell me what George. Say what you're going to say, George. Someone needs to second Lydia's motion.
Benito.
Okay, Benito seconds. So now the discussion moves to the substitute motion, which is to restore the language that was previously the policy of the PMB. Am I correct about that?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And Carolyn on the side?
I got you, Carolyn. Okay.
Point of order, George.
Yes, go ahead, George.
The 10 minutes just expired on this.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. So now that means we need to come to a vote on it.
Jim.
Hold on a second.
Point of order.
The time has expired.
To extend.
Jim moves to extend. How much, Jim?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes on this matter?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so then we have to take a vote on it. Go ahead. Let's see. There's been a motion to extend, and there is an objection. I don't know. Do we debate motions to extend? I don't know.
No.
No debate. Okay.
No.
So, so will the secretary please take the roll? This is a motion to extend for 10 minutes.
Jose Luis Fuente?
No.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta? Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Ray?
Yes. I vote yes.
Thank you. Adriana Castanet?
Yes.
Hank Lam? Sandy Lee?
No.
Okay. George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Udell?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman? Pound one, Janet. Serene passes. Manager Saba?
A pass.
Manager,
can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, I did hear you.
Okay,
Manager?
My said yes.
Thank you, Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Is that, are you here? Tony Norman?
Yes.
Serene abstains. I'm sorry, Janet Coleman. I should have called you first. Sorry.
Oh, yes.
One moment, please. Twelve 3-1, Madam Chair. The motion to extend passes.
Thank you.
Lawrence, to the stat, please.
Okay, let me point out that we're going to eat into the time that we are supposed to adjourn to executive session. So when we reach the end of this 10 minutes, then we will, that'll be that, and we'll have to go to executive session. So what we're, I believe that what we are discussing is Lydia's substitute motion to restore the language that had previously been passed. Does someone have that language? Can we?
I just sent it.
Thank you.
I have a point of information.
Thank you. Okay.
Or a point of clarification, actually.
You have a question?
Yeah, point of clarification.
What is your question?
So, Lydia, I seconded the motion, but I'm thinking, in restoring the previous language, does that include the JM search?
It was never separately passed for the JM search. That was the intent of the next meeting before the committee ended.
I can't hardly hear you.
It was passed for PD search, and it was the intent of the committee to pass it for JM search. But since there, in the absence of a GM search CMB approved motion, I don't think there would be any objection to its use. But this was a PD search committee motion, so a management motion. But it was not specified in the motion GM.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
Point of order. Point of information, rather. I'm sorry.
You have a question, Serene? What is your
question?
I do. Point of
information. Hold on 1 second. Let me ask Benito if he...
I had the point of information before anybody, Serene or Tony.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Manage. I apologize.
Oh.
You have a question. Okay. What is your question?
My question is, I'm not clear if there has any criteria set for people who are not on the board to be brought to the committees. That's the question.
Well, I think that's argument.
It's a question. I don't know.
I don't think the motion establishes any criteria.
Lawrence to the stack, Madam Chair.
Who gets on the?
Tony has asked to be on the stack.
Okay, so I have Tony and Lawrence on the stack.
And Serene had a point of information.
Serene had a point of information, and I forgot what it was, Serene. What was it?
I'm sorry.
I don't think I got it out.
Back for the quite a while. Please.
Yeah, I've got you, Carolyn. Go ahead. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thank you. So I'd like to know whether it would be appropriate for me to make my motion. I'd spoken to this earlier. I'd like to make it into a motion, substituting the term general manager, or equally applying the motion to a general manager search, which would be done by replacing the words PD, replacing the reference to a program director and a general manager making the selection from the pool, replacing that with the words general manager with an executive director making the selection from the pool. And I'll write that motion up if I can move it now.
Hold on a second. We're discussing a substitute motion. I think this is an amendment to a substitute motion. Am I right, George?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's your amendment, and if you could write it up and send it to us as quickly as possible, we'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
I have Carolyn, Manager, Lawrence, and Tony. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to...
This is Kim, and I have to be on as well.
I didn't hear you, Kim. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'd like to move to table this. There are too many unanswered questions that need clarification, revision by the maker of the motion, and an opinion from HR as to whether or not this is actually legal.
Okay.
So I would like to table this to be the first item on the agenda for the 30th.
I don't think you can table to a specific time. You can postpone to a specific time, but
thank
not
you.
Table.
Thank you for the correction. I would move to postpone to the first item on the next P&B meeting. Thank you.
Okay.
Object.
Okay. We actually have to debate a motion to postpone.
Manager, I second it, please.
Why can it not be tabled?
I'm going to rescind that. I'm going to rescind that and go back to table. I don't want it to be debated.
Tabling.
We don't have enough time.
Thank you. Tabling is not debatable, so we will now come to a vote. The motion has been made to table this.
Point of order, it wasn't actually seconded. Somebody needs to say this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a second to the motion to
table? I seconded.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, George. Okay. We are now ready to vote on the motion to table. So I'll ask the secretary to take the roll.
Jose Luis Fuente?
No.
Janet Tobin?
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta? Lydia Brezon?
No.
Tim Coughlin?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
I vote no.
Adriana Castaneda?
No.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Abstain.
Richard Giselle?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Green votes no. Manager Saba?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Hello?
Hi, Jim.
Hello. I'm sorry. A yes move means what? And a no means?
Yes, we'll table the motion until, I believe, the next meeting. A no will allow us to complete the vote.
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Lizette? Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Janet Coburn is passed.
Abstain.
One moment, please. Madam Chair, I have 673.
I'm sorry. Six yes?
Six yes, seven no, three abstentions.
Okay, so the motion to table fails. Now we're at a point at which we have to vote on everything that's before us because we've run out of time. I assume
no, you haven't, actually. You have 2 minutes and 37 seconds.
Thank you, George. All right. So if we can get through this list in 2 minutes and 37 seconds, we'll try. Lawrence, you're up.
Okay. So this motion was rescinded by the previous board for very suspicious reasons, in my opinion. Very, very questionable reasons. So that's why I support bringing the original motion back, because I believe that our listeners should have the right to also be part of selecting their GMs and their PDs.
Okay, thank you. Tony.
No, I'm generally in favor of having listeners, but I'm not clear in my mind about how they're going to be selected and that means we're going to have to re-elect these selection committees and that committee, and that concerns me that we have to totally have a whole new election to compose these committees now. That's going to really delay everything. That's the part that concerns me. I'm not against having listeners on the committee, but I'm saying at this stage, I don't think it's worked out yet, so I have some reservations. I'm just probably going to abstain them.
Point of information,
I need
Kim.
You.
Point of information.
Hold on a second, Kim. You're next on the list. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I have a point of information, and I'll make my point after I get my question answered. Is this motion suggesting that we redo the committees that are already in process to do this, or to the next search committee that's assembled?
I can't answer that question. Go ahead, Benito.
The motion doesn't speak to that issue at all. You know, so I would think that each LSB would deal with it as they so choose.
Janet Kay.
Okay, Kim, did you?
I just.
Manisha, I was on the stack, please.
Hold on a second. Go ahead.
Okay, Kim. I'm going to vote against it because I do think this needs to be reviewed by HR, and I just have to, you know, respond to another member who said most of the leaks have come from staff. I will not cast aspersions on staff. I've seen most of the leaks in my time come from LSB members.
Oh.
And it's either way, there are leaks. I just think this really needs to go before HR, no matter whether it passes or not. And, I'm going to vote against it.
Okay.
Thank you, Steph.
That was time.
Okay,
on
so that's the end. And so now we have to begin this complicated voting. So first we have an amendment from Serene. Will you explain your amendment, Serene? That would be the first thing that we'll vote on.
Okay, so I'll just read it. I think it's fairly clear. This motion shall also apply to the search for a general manager by broadening the references to, quote, program director and general manager to include, quote, general manager and, quote, executive director. So wherever in the existing motion there's a reference to program director search, program director pool, and the general manager making the decision, it shall also apply to a general manager search, et cetera, and the executive director choosing from the pool.
Okay. All right. So so first we're going to vote on Serene's amendment. Are there any objections to Serene's amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Serene, please take the roll.
Point of information before the vote starts.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was busy calling the roll.
What is?
I have a point of information before
the question, Manajay.
My question is that this the general manager and IED people that were being Serene's your motion is being promoted. Is it in addition to the 12 people, or these are part of the 12 people?
Is
that question for me?
No, it can't. It doesn't have anything to do with what we're voting on, Manager. We're voting on Serene's amendment to add general manager to the thing. I don't understand the question.
And manager.
I understand her question. May I answer?
Go ahead.
Okay. The language in the original motion was specifically with regard to the program director hire. So all the references were to selecting a program director and then the general manager making a choice from the pool of candidates sent by the LSB. I'm asking that we broaden the language of the old motion so that it also applies to the general manager, because in listening to those meetings, which I did, that was clearly the intention. And the role of the board remains the same in both of those processes according to the bylaws. The board selects the pool, the executive selects the individual to take the position. So on a local level, for a PD hire, the GM would be making the decision. On the level of hiring a general manager, it is the executive director who would be making the decision. Otherwise, the process is the same.
All right.
Do you understand?
This was same before. I don't know what is the difference. This was how it was done before. GM was be hired by executive director, and program director was being hired by GM.
Right,
but what I'm saying, may I just
go ahead.
The motion that we were discussing only discusses the program director hire. So while in practice it was the same, the language. Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. Thank you. So go ahead, Serene. Take the floor, please.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janet Tobin?
Pass.
Lydia Brazon? Can't hear you, Lydia. Welcome back. Kim Kaufman?
Yes, I said yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Lydia. Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
I'll vote yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
I vote yes.
Thank you. Hank Lam? I can't hear you, Hank. George Ryder?
Abstain.
Hank abstains.
Okay, thank you. Richard Uzel?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Jana Coleman?
No.
Green votes yes. Manager Sabah?
I abstain. I don't understand. Both.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Dimitri Diaz?
Yes.
Who's that? That was it. Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Okay, one moment, please.
Janet Coburn.
Yes. Your vote? Thanks.
I vote no.
One moment, please.
Hello.
I'm
sorry?
Serene's counting votes.
Madam Chair, I have a vote of 664. How do you vote?
Oh, I'll vote yes to break the tie.
7-6-4. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So now we're moving on to the next vote, which is Lydia's substitute motion, which has been amended to include.
Surprise?
I'm sorry? Oh, okay.
Thanks. Countdown one.
Okay. All right. So, Lydia, you want to tell us what your motion is? Oh, I see. It's here. Right? Do I have it before me? Can you just describe
it? Yes. And I just sent out the original motion.
Okay.
And so now I'm a little bit better off, because some people asked about the what the composition was. So the wording about the listeners in the original motion does not require non-LSB listener members and non-LSB staff members. It simply says may also include non-LSB listener members and non-LSB staff members. So as usual, we defer on issues like that to the individual LSBs, but it allows it if they so choose. So it's simply restoring that language to the motion, which has 11 members consisting of LSB members. This is an existing motion, including paid and unpaid staff members, and may also include non-LSB listener and staff members.
Okay, and it's been amended to include language about general managers.
Right.
Okay, all right. So now, are there any objections to this motion?
Yes.
All right, so Serene, will you please take the vote?
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Abstain.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Lydia Bravan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
I vote yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Abstain.
And you, George Ryder?
Abstain.
Richard Duvall?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Janet Coleman?
No.
Green votes yes. Manager Sabah?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Is that, I'm sorry, I need to strike her. I guess she's gone. Tony Norman?
Abstain.
One moment. Madam Chair, I have a vote of 664. How do you vote?
I'll vote yes to break the tie.
764, the motion passes.
Okay. Now we are at the... So now the substitute motion replaces the main motion, but we still need to vote on the substitute motion one more time.
As amended.
As amended. Okay. So I'll ask the Secretary to take the roll.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Pass.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Kim Coffin?
Nope.
Lawrence Reyes?
I'll vote yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Hugh Lamb?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
I pass.
Richard Duvall?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Green votes yes. Manager Sabah?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
Abstain. Okay.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
One moment, please. Madam Chair, we have a vote of 664. How do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes to break the tie.
Okay, the motion passes for a second time as amended.
Okay, thank you. So now it's time for us to move into the executive session. I'll see you all there. Bye.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes.
We had wanted to deal with the next meeting date. Do we want to do this?
Shoot, I promised we would do that.
I moved to extend time 10 minutes.
Somebody got off already.
Yes, somebody already got off. We can't do this.
Okay, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
You can just set it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Good night.
Anyway, it's executive session, so...